USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the number of people continue to die from coronavirus in the U.S. topped 18,000, President Donald Trump said his opening our country task force would begin work starting next week, although he insisted he would not ease the restrictive measures in place until it was completely safe to do so.
I'm going to have to make a decision, and I only hope to God that it's the right decision. I would say without question, it's the biggest decision I've ever had to make.
The president's comments were echoed by the World Health Organization, which also warned that a premature lifting of lockdown restrictions could spark a deadly resurgence. Dr. Anthony Fauci reiterated that it is not time to stop social distancing.
It's important to remember this is not the time to feel, since we have made such important advance in the sense of success of the mitigation, we need to be pulling back at all.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The Energy Department is projecting a 7.5% drop in fossil fuel emissions for 2020. That would be the biggest cut in U.S. energy emissions since at least 1990. Emissions will fall due to the slowing economy and restrictions on business and travel related to coronavirus. The Energy Agency projects Americans will burn 9% less gasoline and diesel, 10% less jet fuel, and that the energy sector will generate 3% less power overall, among other declines. Los Angeles prosecutors have charged Harvey Weinstein with an additional count of felony sexual battery by restraint. The district attorney's office said the charge was filed over allegations the former movie mogul sexually assaulted a woman at a Beverly Hills hotel in May 2010. The charge added to a Los Angeles case that alleges Weinstein sexually assaulted two women in 2013. Weinstein was convicted in February of rape and sexual assault in New York and is serving a 23-year prison sentence. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
We actually have good news regarding the coronavirus pandemic. In Chicago, one of America's most violent cities, drug arrests continue to drop, dropping 42% in the weeks since the city shut down, compared to the same period last year. The U.S. virus epicenter in New York saw major crimes, murder, rape, robbery, burglary, assault, and grand larceny, decrease by over 12% from February through March. In Los Angeles, 2020 key crime statistics were consistent with last year's figures until the week of March 15th, when they dropped by over 30%. Policing has also changed in the face of the pandemic. Officers are increasingly getting sick. The NYPD, the country's largest department, has more than 7,000 officers out and more than 2,000 diagnosed with COVID-19. On this Easter weekend, the chairman of the National Governors Association and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has named a very essential employee.
For the kids out there who have been concerned, I want to offer some reassuring news. Today, I am officially proclaiming the Easter Bunny as an essential worker in Maryland. He therefore will be able to proceed with his hopping across the state, delivering Easter baskets to Maryland children.
So Maryland's governor has made it okay for you to get your Easter Peeps, Cadbury eggs, or Reese's peanut butter eggs. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.